Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Hi, I'm Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for tuning in to Next Level Leader Podcast. I'm so grateful to have you connected on today. This is a wonderful day, and we are always grateful to have those of you who join us every single week to come in this place where we empower leaders, we grow together. I'm really excited about the opportunity to be a blessing to you. And if this is your first time listening to this podcast, please let me know where you're listening from and let me know how it blesses you. Follow me on Instagram at JosephWalker3. That's how we can connect and stay in community. Hope you'll do that. Share this podcast with other people. If it's a blessing to you, why don't you share it with others to help us reach our goal of a million leaders? I believe we're going to do it by faith. I believe that, but we're also going to do it by works. Certainly, I want you to be a part of our book club. It's called Next Level Leader Book Club. It is touching the lives of a lot of people, and I want you to be one of those as well. Join us by texting Book Club to 78228. It'll send you a prompt to be a part of the next Zoom. And of course, from there, you can officially join the book club if it's something you want to be a part of. No strings attached. We just want you to grow because leaders are readers and readers are leaders. Also, my wife and I have a wonderful YouTube page. I want to invite you to join and subscribe and all that good stuff. It's called Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. We talk about marriage, parenting, vision, business. We talk about it all. So I want you to go and check it out. Let me know what you think. Hope it'll be a blessing to you. And it would mean a lot to us if you would just check it out. So go check it out. We believe it'll be a blessing. And of course, also josephwalker3.org is my website. Go there. Get my books, content, merch, all that good stuff. Find out when I'll be in your area. I travel a lot. And of course, I may be in your area and I would love to connect with you while I'm there. A group of you leaders who are on this podcast, we can have some coffee. We could talk. I look forward to that. When I go to different cities to minister, I look forward to being able to have coffee with other folks who are on the podcast. So thank you so much. Let's go to work today. We're going to talk about faith-filled leadership. You make decisions without all the details. Ooh, there is a measure of faith, a big measure of faith that's required to be a next level leader. You stepped out on faith to accept the responsibility that God placed over your life. Some of you are doing something for the first time, but you just believe in yourself. You believe in your training, but more importantly, you believe in God's hand to be upon your life. Today, I want you to hear this scripture, Hebrews 11:1. You've heard it, but now faith is the substance of things hoped for, and it is the evidence of things not seen. So I want to talk about that, how it helps us really step out and lead even when we don't have all the details. And that can be frustrating, particularly when you are the kind of leader that likes to get things done, as we talked about in the last time we got together. But now, when you really process this, what does it really mean to make decisions without all the details? Well, faith and leadership go hand in hand. That's the first principle, because you have to understand if faith is the substance of things hoped for, leaders are always doing that. Leaders are always stepping out into what doesn't exist and creating what can coincide with what they have envisioned. That's a wonderful gift. That's a divine moment. And let me tell you, when you are a leader, you're going to always have to recognize that God's going to be showing you stuff he didn't show other people. You're going to have visions to come up and you're going to be like, wow, who gets this? Like Joseph, you know, he told his vision too soon to his brothers. But you've got to learn, it's always going to be a divine deposit over your life because faith and leadership go together. I don't know one leader who has not employed faith at one time or another to believe that something was possible. That's what I'm talking about. Number two is that God rarely gives the whole blueprint. Very rarely will God give you the whole details. I know there are times in which God will give me a vision and that vision will be about, you know, what he wants me to do relative to the Mount Zion church, but he doesn't give it all to me at one time. I'm thankful that he didn't give it to me all early on. Could you imagine? I wasn't in a place to really handle all of that. I was young. I couldn't have imagined what God would do, but I know now every single thing that happens, I know that God is in control. I trust him Like Abram, trusted him, did not know all the details. But you have to leave the details to God. Think about this. There's a place of origination. There's a place of destination, destiny. And between that is a hallway, I call it, of frustration, irritation, nauseation, and contemplative resignation. Who has been there? Every single leader I know has been there, trying to figure things out. God, tell me more. But let me tell you, sometimes God will not give you all the details. He just wants you to trust him in this season. The third thing is obedience over understanding. Sometimes you have, listen, you don't have all the answers. You just got to know. I just don't know. I tell leaders all the time, you've got to get to a point in your life where you can really say to people, I just don't know. You don't have to conjure up an answer, create some narrative that could be inconsistent with who you are as a leader. You just got to be honest with people and just say, I don't have all the answers. Sometimes I just don't know. There's a lot of things that happen. I tell people, I just don't know. When I find that, I'll be the first to let you know. But currently, I just don't know. Obedience over understanding. But then here's the deal. Number four, when fear creeps in, oof, dot, dot, dot. You already know. Because you have to learn to move beyond your fears and beyond uncertainties. You have to get to a place in your life where you begin to realize, I cannot allow fear to cripple and stifle me as I begin to build, develop, and do these amazing things that I'm assigned to do. So fear is a spirit. And when you let fear creep in, it will paralyze you. It will keep you from God's best. I see it all the time. Today, I want to encourage you to take authority over fear. Deal with fear. I know it's a lot, but you've got to deal with it. Here's the other thing. Surround yourself with faith builders, not doubters. The right choices matter. Put yourself around people who can truly, listen, people that can truly encourage you to do something that hasn't been seen before. Here's the real question. Has God ever shown you something that has not been seen before by any other eye but yours? And you're like, man, God, how's that going to happen? And you're sitting up trying to figure this thing out. And now you realize, wait a minute. Perhaps, just perhaps, God is allowing me, my leadership team, to see this because there's something he's going to do in and through us. So always understand, take authority over fear and surround yourself with people that build faith, speak faith. I mean, chronicle faith. We're going to do this. Through faith, we're going to build this. We're believing God. Well, we're going to do this. We're going to apply our works to this idea and our faith is going to manifest fruit because we are actually aligning our idea of vision and faith to actual working that thing, to making it happen. Man, that's exciting, right? I don't know about you, but I want to be around the right people. We talked about this a couple of episodes back. Just having the right people in your circle matters. Having people that can help build your faith when you're getting weak and you're questioning and you're wondering, is this going to happen or is that going to happen? You need the right people in your life to help build your faith. You don't need doubters who are saying that's too big or that's not going to happen in this city or this or that. These are doubters, man. And let me tell you, you can't have faith and doubt working at the same time. You've got to choose one. And I declare that something, you know, powerful will happen when you create an environment of faith around you. I saw something trigger even in our ministry when our team started speaking faith language, not fear language, not, you know, holding back and complaining, but started speaking faith language. When you join your faith with my faith, I join my faith with your faith, and we join our faith together, we can move mountains. We can do great exploits, but we have to be willing, listen, to have the right people in the room. Think about your team now. All the right people at the table. Here's the other thing. Number six, trust the God who called you. God would never lead you somewhere and just to leave you. See, about making these decisions, about getting to the details, God will never just drop you off in a place and say, you're on your own. Wherever he leads me, he's going to guide me. He's going to help me get through it. And I think it's important for all of us to understand. In this season, man, it is so important to trust God, whatever he decides to do, because we know that he has called us. So I got to trust his plan for my life. I got to trust that God knows what he's doing, even when he doesn't answer me and give me all the details, right? Martin Luther King Jr., y'all know this famous quote, faith is taking the first step, even when you don't see the whole staircase. Lord, that's a lot for many of us to take in because We've had to step out into areas that nobody's ever stepped in before, and we've been successful doing it just like you will be. Do you get it? So you have to make certain that you trust who God's called you. Trust it, man. God put something amazing in you, and he's going to be with you. If you do the fire, Isaiah says, he'll be with you. If you're in the water, he'll be with you. Man, I love this. If you're in the valley, he'll be. I trust God. The only way I could be a next level leader is that I've got to put my whole trust in God in this season. All right? Let me go back and review. I hope you're getting this. I hope it's blessing you. We're talking about making decisions without all the details. What does it really mean to have faith-filled leadership? Hebrews 11:1, right? Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen, truly believing that it's possible. We talked about faith and leadership, how they go hand in hand, and we have seen that. We know it's impossible to be a leader without stepping out in faith and trusting. We know, secondly, that God rarely gives us the whole blueprint. We can't handle it. It's beyond our mind and comprehension, but God will give you this much to see if you'll finish it. He'll give you that much after that. He's constantly taking us from glory to glory, but he may not always give it all to you at one time. We also know that obedience has to be over understanding, that I got to obey God without all the answers. I got to trust that. That's important. Here's the next thing. Surrounding myself. Oh, wait a minute. Back up. Don't let that fear creep in. Deal with fear. Fear is a spirit. Fear works against faith and everything you're trying to build. So make certain that you deal with that. And then, of course, surrounding yourself with faith builders and not doubters. People that live by faith, walk by faith, talk by faith. People that are constantly saying you can do it, pushing through regardless of the circumstances around it. They truly, truly believe that you can do it. That's who you need in the room. That's who you need around you at all time. Then obviously, trust it in God because God called you to truly, truly trust the plan of God. Bible says in Jeremiah 29:11, I know the thoughts I think towards you, thoughts of peace, not evil, to give you a future and to give you a hope. How powerful is that, right? So let's go to our seventh principle here. And that is that history proves God's faithfulness. Remember his past. Remember what God has already done. Now, as you begin to just move forward in the vision that you have, and now that you know that you have to do it often without the details, it's all about trust now. It's all about saying in this season, I trust you, God. And I know if I apply these principles in my life, I know that the path that you're going to lead me is going to be one of safety. It's going to be one that's going to bring about blessings over my life. So this is the season I want you to really anchor down. And I want you to put your trust in God. I want you to know that's where success really is. It's, as we talked about last week, it's not making excuses, getting past the excuses. And now it's about disciplining my body. Can you take a moment and write down areas of your life where you need to be disciplined? Is it in your Bible study, your prayer life? Is it the discipline of your health? What in your life needs to be disciplined now so you can manifest that thing that you know God wants you to do? That's so powerful. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm just grateful. I'm all about execution. I'm all about getting things done. I'm all about making sure that we are winning. And I appreciate y'all so much. Thank you so much for tuning in. I mean, this is episode, I'm done. This is it. Quick, simple, revelatory. I hope you received it. I want to make sure that you follow me at Joseph Walker 3. Follow me now. Follow me, follow me, follow me. And then, of course, make sure you go to my wife's and our Instagram page. It's Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. Great information out there that'll bless your life. Also, make certain now you stay connected to all that we're doing, particularly the book club, Next Level Leader Book Club. We'll send you the link. You can join us on the Zoom. I appreciate y'all. I really do. And I really hope that spending these moments with me have been a blessing to you. I hope that this episode has truly spoken to your life. Remember, no matter what happens in your life, no matter what's going on, always remember that what you do requires a level of discipline. It is faith and leadership together, and nothing manifests without discipline. I know you got that. Let's go. Thank you so much for tuning in. I pray God's richest blessings be upon you and yours. Until next time, be blessed. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at Joseph With You.